Well, we'll give you a very warm welcome to a gospel meeting this evening. So I'd like to say at the outset, you know how God loves you. The Lord Jesus Christ died for you, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Where we turn to the unfailing word of God, First John chapter 4 and 14, for our first reading. First John 4 and 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. John chapter 4 and verse 3. John chapter 4 and verse 3. And that is the Lord Jesus, and he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. It was about the sixth hour. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto her, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye see that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye know not what. We know that what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship and in spirit and in truth. Verse 28. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city, and saith unto the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. He said unto them, I have meat to eat you know not of. Therefore said his disciples one to another, hath any man given him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish the work. And many of the Samaritans of that city, verse 39, believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testifies, he told me all things whatever I did. And many more believe because of his own, word, and said unto the women, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him for ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Saviour of the world. We trust that God will bless the reading of his precious word. The Lord Jesus left Judea and said that he must needs go through Samaria. Think of the must of the Lord Jesus. These musts that the Lord, remember that in Luke chapter 2, wist ye not I must be about my Father's business. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The must. You know, this was not the must of geography, because there were at least two other ways whereby the Lord Jesus could have returned into Galilee. But you know, this was the must of grace. So here that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. I've seen recently on the television great train journeys. About people went on the Orient Express or Nepal or Switzerland. Great train journeys. But we're thinking of a greater journey tonight. We're thinking of a longer journey. We're thinking of a more costlier journey. We're thinking of a seeking journey. We're thinking of a loving journey. We're thinking of the Lord Jesus. He must needs go through Samaria. What was it we sometimes sing? Thoughts of his sojourn in this vale of tears. The tale of love unfolded in those years of patient suffering and untiring grace. We love and love and love against the trace. Follow down. He came to the well, Sychar's well. I said here that Jesus, the Lord Jesus, being weary with the journey, sat thus on the well. Think of it in Isaiah 40. He that sitteth on the circle of the earth. He that sitteth on the circle of the earth. Think of the condescension of the Lord Jesus. The Word became flesh and tabernacled amongst us, and beheld his glory, John 1, and the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Great is the mystery of God, as 1 Timothy chapter 3. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in flesh. What a stoop. What a journey. Jesus being weary with the journey. Think of the man who, the humanity of the Lord Jesus. Coming in, oh condescension wonderful, oh wondrous love. Surpassing thought that Christ, the mighty counselor from heaven to earth, salvation brought. Jesus being wearied with the journey. Wearied on the journey, but not wearied of the journey. You know it says that he went a little further for the suffering of the earth. You know it says, wist ye not I must be about my father's business. It was a going business. It was a lofting business. You know, when that came, he came and took Peter's wife mother by the hand and lifted her up. It was a weeping business. When he came to Bethany, and he wept with those who wept, it was a calming business. Remember that day on the lake, the disciples came to him. Carest, what an understatement. Carest thou not that we perish? And the Lord Jesus arose and rebuked the winds and the waves. And with a great calm, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey him? It was a seeking business. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus, being weary with the journey. Sat resting a while. Luke, in the beginning of Luke, the Lord Jesus, it says that Luke, the Lord Jesus, he sat with the learned. He sat with the learned. You know, when they were going up to Jerusalem. And then it says he sat, it's John 4, he sat with the locals. You know, he came to Nazareth, where he was brought up. And after he read the word of God, he sat down and he spoke, he sat with the locals. And then again it said that he sat by the lakeside on a boat. How unsteady the boat would be, but how sure and how gracious and how loving and how scriptural would his words be on the boat. Jesus, being wearied with the journey, sat thus on the well. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Think of the time on this. Think of it. This woman came, and as we read down, it was the sixth hour, midday. You know, if we go back into Genesis, I think it's chapter 21 or 22, when Abraham's servant came to the well, it says, he came in the evening. But you know, here was a woman who was coming at a particular time because of her sin, because of her position. She came to draw water, and the Lord Jesus says, give me to drink. Give me to drink. You know how the Lord Jesus breaks in, as if he was playing on this woman's generosity, you know. Give me to drink. Such a homely thing, just to breaking into the daily round of life. Give me to drink. And the woman, you know, how is it now being a Jew asking me, a Samaritan? Because, and it's reading there that the Samaritans had no dealings with the Jews. Here we have, you know, the love of God. The love of God has no racial barriers. Whether it be colour or creed or Jew or Greek or rich or poor. Perhaps she recognised the Lord Jesus by his dress or by his speech. So surprised that the Lord, the God of heaven, would ask for a drink. Remember, on the cross, the Lord Jesus says, prophetically, in my thirst, he gave me vinegar to drink. How would it be, you know, he played on her generosity. And then the Lord says to him, the water that I shall give thee shall be as a well springing up. If you come to this water, you know, Jeremiah chapter 2, my people have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed out themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Here was water that was there, and yet it wasn't what the Lord was offering, was living water. Remember the Lord Jesus, the last day of the feast, John's Gospel, the last day of the feast, last chances, last opportunities. If anyone thirst, you know, they were thinking of the books of the law, the religion of the day, the temple. If anyone thirst, let them come unto me and drink. What an invitation. If anyone thirst, let him come unto me. And then said, the well is deep. I love this. The well is deep. The well is deep. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean in its fullness. So underneath me, all around me, is the current of his love, flowing onward, flowing homeward, to his glorious rest above. The well is deep. the veil of his pardon is deep. I will abundantly pardon. The veil of love is deep. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. From strangers, sinners, we who sometimes were afar off have been brought nigh by the blood of his cross. He played on the woman was on her curiosity, give me to drink. And then again, it was the woman's conviction. And the Lord, so gently and so humbly and so tactfully, go call thy husband. And the woman says, I have no husband, full stop. But the Lord, fully knowing, he knoweth our shame. One psalm under the sea, he knoweth our shame. He remembers that we are but dust. He knoweth even the very hairs of her hair is numbered. I've not got as many as I used to, but even the very hairs of her head are numbered. He knoweth our thoughts. He knoweth our steps. He knows what we're going through. He knows the circumstances. Go call my husband. I have no husband, but I have had five husbands in them. And when she said, I have no husband, the Lord says, conviction, confession, I have no husband. The Lord, and it saith the Lord, a prophet mighty in deed and word. You have rightly said you have no husband. You have had five husbands. And the man that they now hast is not their husband. You know, he was a woman with relationship problems. He was a woman that relationships had broken down. And you know, we'll go back to the Garden of Eden. Relationships had broken down. There was a time when God, the voice of God, walked in the cool of the day in the garden in communion with Adam. And then there was that one day when that cry, first, almost one of the first questions in the Bible, where art thou? Man in the place of math in the place of waywardness. And you know, because of sin, death entered by sin, and so death has passed upon all men because all have sinned. But you know, one man's disobedience will have the Lord Jesus, the one who was obedient, by the obedience of one man who knew no sin, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his lips. He bore the punishment of our sins in his own body to the tree. Her conviction. And then the Lord said to her, the woman says, when Messiah comes, he will tell us all things. You know, this woman had been worshipping, thought that the place of worship was in a place and not in a person. Mount Gerizim, if you read in, not time to go into it now, but in Esther chapter 4, it explains the situation there, how the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. You know, I was reading somewhere, I don't know where it was, one commentary, this, just near where this city was, you know, it was the valley, was near the valley of Achor, the valley of Achor. You remember the words? The valley of Achor. Maybe we're not pronouncing it right, for a door of hope. Think of the hopelessness of the woman and the hope, not hope as in hoping it's raining or hope it's a nice day tomorrow, but spiritual hope, everlasting hope, hope that's everlasting, hope that's true, it's conviction in the, regarding the soul, was near here, the valley of Achor, for a door of hope. the Messiah comes, and the Lord says, He that speaketh to thee on He. And the woman that says that, then she came with a burden, she came with two burdens, she came with a water pot, she came with a burden of sin, and she went away. She left her water pot. You know what was news too good to keep mind the, I guess, first, second, in Kings, four leprous men at the gate, sitting at the gate of Samaria. This is a day of good tidings. And behold, that's why the message is preached here every Sunday. That people might get to know the Lord Jesus Christ and God's plan of salvation and His love and His grace and His mercy. She left her water pot. She went and put a question. Come, see a man that told me all things whatsoever I did. Is not this the Christ? Come. That's a word of invitation. A man. That's the humanity. This humanity of the Lord. That told me all things. That's revelation. Is not this the Christ? Salvation. She went in and told the people. Perhaps she went to these five men who she had once known. I don't think it was a public meeting, but anyway, she went and she told, come see a man that told me all things. And you know, the people came and listened because of this woman's confession. She'd known many men. She'd known many men. But think of the surpassing excellence of the Lord Jesus. He'd won her heart. He came into her life and it changed her life. As it was sometimes saying, burdens are lifted at Calvary. He is indeed the Christ, the Saviour of the world. The Saviour. The Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. He died the just for the unjust to bring us to God. If I be lifted up, I will draw men unto myself. Think too of these others who came. Now we believe, not just because of what thou hast told us, but we have found him for ourselves. What a grasp. Can everyone in the hall say tonight, we have found him for ourselves? Or perhaps he's found us. He saw us ruined in the fall, yet loved us notwithstanding all. He saved us from our lost estate, his loving kindness. Oh, how great. When trouble like a gloomy cloud has gathered thick and thundered loud, he near our souls has ever stood, his loving kindness. Oh, how good. When the disciples came back, the Lord Jesus spoke of a harvest. The fields were white unto harvest. Here was one soul. Because the Lord Jesus took that journey to Samaria, spoke to this woman, personal evangelism, spoke to her, won her heart, and through this woman's conversion, quite a few of the city came and we have found him for ourselves as indeed the Christ, the Saviour of the world. The harvest. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again, bringing in the sheaves. A great journey, a great stoop, a great person, a great message, great salvation. Hebrews says it, I think it's chapter 2, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Neglect is not just a quick no. Neglect is procrastination. Neglect is putting off. Neglect is another day, another opportunity, another hour. James says, what is your life? It is a vapour that appeareth for a little while and vanisheth away. What is it the poet says? For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the man was lost. For want of a man, the war was lost. All for a loss of one horse, shoe nail. How shall we escape today, a day of grace, a day of opportunity, today? If you will hear his voice, not our voice, but the Lord's voice, harden not your heart. And then as we go from this place, if you put your trust and your faith in the Lord Jesus, think of what Jesus says, now unto him, the end of Jesus, now unto him, the person who is able, the protection, to keep you from following the promise, presentation, and present you faultless before an only wise God. We trust that God will bless the reading of words. Think about when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more and the forget the words again. What was it? Fair. This morning breaks eternal and the saved on earth shall gather over on the other side and the roll is called up yonder. Will you be there? Just ask God's blessing on our gathering. Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee again for this, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for our sakes, he came to us. We thank thee, O God and Father, ever grace the same with his steps, with his love, with his salvation. We thank thee, O God and Father, ever bore that cross at Calvary. There was one who was willing to die in our stead that we so unworthily live, and the path to the cross he was willing to bear, and he carried our sins with him. And God laid on him the iniquity of us all. We thank thee for the great burden bearers. We thank thee, O God and Father, surely he has borne our sins and carried our sorrows. And we just leave ourselves in thy care, thinking of the company here, and ask thy help and blessing. Thou knowest each one gathered before thee. And we just ask our God and Father tonight, seek the Lord while he is found, call upon him while he is near, that through all our God and Father tonight, they indeed might be saved before it's forever too late. We return our thanks, we just ask and we bless the reading of thy word tonight, that our God and Father tonight bring glory and honor to thyself. These things we ask, returning our thanks in the Saviour's worthy and fragrant name. Amen. Before we go, could we sing 700? Take time to sing 757. Remember just me seated as we sing this. 757, after the earthly shadows have lifted, and o'er the hilltops morning I see, sweetest of prospects I shall behold him, Jesus the Saviour of sinners like me. Helpless he found me, lifted me to him, whispered of pardon, abundant and free, breathed he his peace o'er my sin-stricken spirit, pointed my vision to Calvary's tree. Now in his presence daily I'm living, walking by faith where mine eyes cannot see, for he is guiding home to that city, built for his loved ones, saved sinners like me.